We're hearing next from northern Syria. 100,000 Syrians fled their country in the past month. The United Nations says that is the highest number since the revolt began a year and a half ago. Many Syrians stay in camps in Turkey. But some Syrians are now finding safety inside their own country, staying close enough to the Turkish border that Syria's military has not taken the risk of striking them. It's become a kind of unofficial no-fly zone. NPR's Deborah Amos reports from a village in northern Syria.
Driving into Kafr Ghan, you notice the difference right away. The shops are open, kids on the street. There's even a row of open-air vegetable stalls and a crowd of shoppers.
We're driving through a market, and there's a full spread of watermelon, eggplants, peppers, tomatoes. All the farmers from the surrounding area have brought their produce here.
This Syrian village, about a mile from the Turkish border, is protected. The Turkish government warned that any Syrian military aircraft near the border would be a target. The warning came in June after Syria shot down a Turkish jet over the Mediterranean. The Syrian helicopter gunships and the fighter planes that regularly strike villages even 5 miles away don't fly over Kafr Ghan. The village is now safe enough to open a new hospital run by a specialist in internal medicine.
Dr. Mahmoud Hassoun.
Dr. Hassoun says he was a military doctor, but defected to join the rebels. Now his patients are civilians and rebel fighters. He says he's well supplied with medicine and medical equipment. Doctors come from abroad to give training courses here.
Many organizations, international aid organizations, or Saudis or Libyans, when they come, the first thing they ask is, do the airplanes come here? Is there shelling?
Kafr Ghan is safe, he tells them.
100%
Kafr Ghan is also free, he says, 100% free. The rebels govern here now. There's a police force and a new prison. It was opened by Riyad Nadaf. He owned a clothing shop before he joined the rebels. He's now in charge of the jail.
It is a empty room, relatively clean, and one toilet. How many prisoners have you had in this room?
Up to 10, he says, but we only held them for a couple of hours. The village population has swelled in recent weeks as families crowd in from towns under heavy shelling. With so many packed into schools and abandoned government buildings, tensions sometimes break out into fights, says Nada.
Do you feel that this village, you are running this village and you are back to normal?
Yes, thank God. I feel that we are. It's a village that's been oppressed by the regime for years. There are many problems and we are solving them slowly.
With the Turks providing unofficial cover, Kafr Ghan has become a hub for the displaced and the wounded. But just a few miles away, the Syrian Air Force patrols the skies, targeting rebel supply lines and the civilians who support them. In an olive grove near the town of Azaz, a rebel brigade is training at night. We now have night vision equipment for our rifles, the commander says. Three young rebels are learning to shoot in the dark, but a bright flash from a government military airport brings the training to an abrupt halt.
So every time we see one of those flashes, that is shells falling on Azaz.
They use six rockets at a time, says the commander, to hit Azaz and other towns. The rebels all have families in Azaz. It will be hours before they know where the shells have hit. Deborah Amos, NPR News.
You hear Deborah's reporting on Morning Edition from NPR News. We're glad you're joining us here on this local public radio station, which brings you the program every weekday. You can follow us throughout the day on Facebook and Twitter. On Twitter, our handles include @NPR Inskeep, @NPR Green, and @Morning Edition.